The Metal Ox and Proof of Life. The morning drifts to the right in liquid spirals clockwise. The ox has settled down outside the window, folding up on bent knees much more easily than I could. It still wears its golden metal coat, but sleek as canola margarine, not static. Still I ask, are you sure you are organic? Not so much to aid classification, but to expand the dewy discourse. It answers all questions with exquisite courtesy. If you need proof, you can see my homochirality test, you know. Its tact is too great to ask if I know what homochirality is, but fortunately I do and confirm. So a spectropolarimeter in a helicopter above you detected polarized light. Yes, as you know, all molecules exhibit chirality, are either right or left-handed and can mirror but never replace each other. Amino acids are sinistral or left-handed to build proteins, but most of the sugars, like RNA or DNA, are right-handed or dextral. Sides can't replace each other, so that when light reflects off biological matter, it is either clockwise or anti-clockwise spirals. If I was abiotic, there would be no such circular polarization. But to tell the truth, I was more nervous than a helicopter was flying up above me. I nod, but it's gone now. I doubt if they were specifically assessing us, just measuring trees. But as you say, you pass the test for being organic, despite the impressive armour. The topic should lead easily to RNA technology, such as that used for vaccines. I realise and wonder what the ancient ox, appointed totem of this lunar year, might know about such futures. I ease in. I've been worried that John Stewart, who was so powerful in comedy to oppose the war in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, has appeared on the Colbert Show supporting the theory that the coronavirus escaped from a lab in Wuhan. The ox shrugs its whole vertebrae like a train on a mountain track. It seems to date earlier to before the biowarfare experiments in Fort Detrick, Maryland, were shut, and those too had something to do with anthrax. But the Chinese don't do much tit-for-tat unless you kidnap a Huawei princess, accuse her of breaking your own unilateral laws. That can make them rather vicious. But I think I've met a bat who may have harboured the virus near Wuhan, quite a vivacious lady, but not quite discreet, nor discreet ever. Didn't you think John Stewart was strange to give a voice before he retired and promoted animal welfare to John McCain's whole senile deep state? It's a seductive digression, but I maintain the course. I agree with you, my bet is on the bat, but what do you know about RNA vaccines? I was upset I was too old to be worth one yet, but we can discuss the technology wistfully anyway. The ox looks up frightened by droning in the sky, but it is just a helicopter flying to emergency. The ox agrees. The RNA technology is snappy. It uses no once active organisms, but it works on codes to produce a disease-specific antigen, which rises to the surface of the cell to stimulate immunity. But is it too disease-specific to fight strains, I ask, with the critical liberty of those denied easy rescue? It has more versatility than you might expect, the ox rumbles, but adds reassuringly, so do you. I concur there is a diversity only produced by isolation. I still agree with Tolstoy that if he could wish one thing for mankind, it would be they could detach themselves from their hard life long enough to reflect. The helicopter leaves above us clockwise, emptied for another place. The ox relaxes and drowses like a calf. Its great head sways. When one spiral sleeps, the other has to guard. I rest my hand upon its massive face.